President takes this very seriously. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. That from White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre after four Americans were abducted and two killed after crossing into Matamoros, Mexico.
Attacks on U.S. citizens are unacceptable, no matter where or under what circumstances they happen.
Two of the four, Latavia McGee and Eric Williams, who was wounded, are now at a hospital in Brownsville, Texas. The other two, Zindel Brown and Sherid Woodward, were found dead in a nearby field.
The Americans had traveled from South Carolina to Matamoros to help McGee save money on a tummy tuck, several thousand dollars less in Mexico, where officials believe the cartel hit the Americans' van by mistake, believing they were allied with a rival gang.
Fox's William Lajeunesse. The National Transportation Safety Board has announced an investigation into Norfolk Southern Railway. After last month's derailment on the Ohio-Pennsylvania border and several other incidents, a Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he has questions for the railroad CEO when it comes to his safety precautions.
Why weren't these protocols already in place? When Norfolk Southern CEO Alan Shaw comes before the Senate on Thursday, this is just one of the important questions he must answer.
The NTSB says it has sent safety teams to look into what it says are five significant accidents involving the railroad since December 2021. A bipartisan group of senators backing a bill that would give the government the power to ban TikTok and other foreign technologies.
Many of the American platform companies have already been banned in China. And I would also point out just one other thing. This is not a lot of talk about TikTok here. Canada's taking this action. The EU's taking this action. India banned TikTok years ago.
Virginia Democrat Senator Mark Warner and many lawmakers and national security experts accused TikTok, which is owned by a Chinese company, of spying on Americans. America is listening to Fox News.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is positioning himself as a champion of conservative causes.
During his Florida State of the State speech in Tallahassee, Governor Ron DeSantis, in spite of the nation's worst sustained inflation in decades, highlighted Florida's job count, economic success, and over $1 billion in tax relief, as well as the state's record spending on education and support for parents' rights and law enforcement.
And we have made it very clear to prosecutors who believe they can disregard the law, you will be held accountable.
DeSantis supporters say the governor is hoping an aggressive legislative session could also help propel him into a 2024 presidential run. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
State Democrats have accused the governor of politicized crackdown on basic rights, including the right of Floridians to make their own medical decisions and teachers' freedom of speech. The federal government is going to court against a major airline.
The Justice Department is suing to block JetBlue from merging with Spirit Airlines, claiming it would eliminate the competition Spirit provides and would leave tens of millions of travelers with higher fares and fewer options. The antitrust lawsuit filed in Massachusetts federal court argues the deal would stifle competition and lead to higher fares. The states of Massachusetts and New York and the government of the District of Columbia are also plaintiffs in the civil case. JetBlue has said it anticipated the challenge from the federal government, which is why it has an extended timeline until next year to close the deal. Ginny Coselda, Fox News.
Amazon has struck a deal with the NFL to air a game on Amazon Prime Video on Black Friday, and it will be free to watch. It's the first time the NFL has scheduled a game for the day after Thanksgiving. The teams have not yet been announced. I'm Lisa Lacera, and this is Fox News.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.